The Future of Work in Latin America and the Caribbean, a series by the Inter-American Development Bank, the Gig Economy and Worker Protection, by Mariano Bosch, a principal specialist at the IDB Labor Markets Division.
A continuación, me gustaría hablarles de uno de...
Next, I'd like to talk about one of the phenomena that has attracted the most attention when we think about the future of work. They are the Ubers, the Cabifys, the Airbnbs. They are what we know as the gig economy. Today, millions of workers around the world, and also in Latin American and Caribbean countries, offer their services through digital platforms in sectors as diverse as financial analysis, web programming, graphic design, or the home delivery of products. All this through a mobile application or website with just one click. What has made this new economy possible is something that we call platform-based technologies. What are these technologies? Well, these technologies allow us to dramatically reduce the costs of matching suppliers with customers, which makes it very easy for anybody to be able to sell any service to anybody else, whether in the same country or even in other countries. These new technologies have very important consequences on the way we organize work. Those who emphasize the negative aspects, the negative impacts of these platforms, focus on the fact that workers may no longer have a steady work contract, which will also have consequences for insurance systems, and that they will not have health insurance or access to a pension. But there are also clearly positive aspects. One of them is that we'll be able to use labor and capital much more efficiently. That car that was parked 95% of the time can now be used as a taxi. That apartment that was unused several months of the year can now be rented out. A worker in Mexico City can provide interpretation services for someone who is in Japan. Therefore, all of this is going to expand our work markets, if we want it to. So, is the gig economy a threat to the workers in the region? Or could it also be an opportunity? Let's hear from the Uber Director of Public Policy for Latin America, Ivo Correa, and the WeShare Connector for Spain and Latin America, Albert Canigaral.
The gig economy is part of a broader trend in how labor markets and employment is changing across the world. And I think the challenge we have as a society is to combine the good things of gig economy, like flexibility, autonomy for the people who are working, the workers, and at the same time guarantee that regardless what kind of job or work people are doing, they also have the social protection we need.
Yo lo veo como una oportunidad.
I see it as an opportunity for the social protection debate, especially considering that it forces us to rethink the system, to develop new solutions that include this new type of worker. Further, governments will be able to have a much better understanding of what is happening in their countries, especially by reaching agreements with these platforms. For example, discrimination issues have been discussed that sometimes remain hidden on a daily basis, whereas with platforms, they will be brought to the forefront.
As you can see, the gig economy presents challenges and opportunities. The debate in high-income countries focuses on how this type of platform is jeopardizing the labor market. This is a debate that also exists in Latin America and the Caribbean. However, this type of technology can become an ally to solve one of the major problems facing the labor markets in the region, which is informality. This is because they have achieved something that we had not accomplished until now, which is to digitalize the income of workers that were previously employed on an informal basis. These workers now have bank accounts and offer services and goods. Without going any further, at the IDB, we are working on several initiatives, currently on a small scale, that we want to use to explore how these technologies can help us incorporate more people into formal work and social insurance schemes. If you want to learn more about this topic, I invite you to follow our series on the future of work in Latin America and the Caribbean.